Previously on 24.
Evelyn, I need you to stay focused. The recording of the phone call that you made between President Logan and Henderson is in a safety deposit box. Which bank?
City Trust and Savings in Agoura Hills.
Jack knows there's no point in going public until he has that evidence in his hand.
None of this should have happened. This whole thing was planned to make our country safer, and it all spiraled out of control. When you decided to kill David Palmer...
We have to focus on stopping Bauer before he finds that recording.
Karen, I'm issuing an executive order
for the immediate apprehension and arrest of Jack Bauer.
I want you to run point on this, and I want you to make the CTU's top priority.
Understood, sir.
You know, if we really want to find Bauer, we need to keep watch on anyone he might contact for help. Starting with Audrey Raines.
Don't fill your father in on the particulars.
Just try and set up the meeting. I'll get back to you as soon as I have the recording.
I need to see you in person. Can you reroute your plane to Los Angeles?
All right, yes.
I'll see you there.
Jack, are you aware President Logan's issued a warrant for your arrest? The Vice President's not the one who's behind this, is he?
No, it's Logan. As soon as we have the evidence in hand, we're going to pass it off to Secretary of Defense Heller.
It had to be done, sir.
I decide what needs to be done, Mr. Henderson. I never authorized you to kill David Palmer.
We got what we need.
The instant that Bauer steps outside that bank building, you take him down. Kill the others and secure the recording.
We got the evidence.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah, there's no doubt it's Logan. We're talking about taking down the President of the United States.
The following takes place between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m.
I'm Mary Lynn Rice Cub, and we're here with Howard Gordon.
Yes, we are.
Executive Producer 24.
You know why I'm bummed right now?
Why?
Because I'm looking at episode 18 with you.
Yeah.
And in the other room, we're starting to break... Episode 1 and 2 of next season.
It's hard to go back.
It is.
Sometimes you have to go back in order to make your future better. You have to go into the past.
Okay.
Try to understand it.
Is Bauer dead?
Okay, where are we?
Henderson. Logan.
Your men had him.
Bauer triggered the bank alarm. Authorities came before my men could get to him.
What do you think?
I think I'm trying to remember this episode.
Gordon. Yes, sir.
That evidence... directly implicates me in David Palmer's death.
Only if it gets to someone who can do something about it. We'll have Bauer before.
And the whole setup was the tightening noose around the president. Jack trying to get the evidence back to the authorities and bring down Logan.
Sure, you're the first to know, so my men can understand.
Which is really the story we played from episode 17 until the very end.
The recording.
The infamously impossible to record recording. That was the one thing everyone keeps on asking. Why didn't he play it for someone?
And record it. Yeah, it seems a little so complicated, yet so simple.
But my argument was it was not admissible because this was a first-generation digital signature that was admissible in court, and without it, it would have been just a manipulation.
I like it.
It'll have
I
to
I stand
do.
Behind it.
There's a reason she doesn't want to be followed.
Ms. Hayes, the president is on line one.
Yes, Mr. President.
Where are we, Ms. Hayes?
Still running active manhunts on both Jack Bauer and Christopher Henderson.
I told you to prioritize Bauer.
I have, sir.
Oh, I come in soon. Here I come. It's going to be good.
Who do you like working with best? Okay, that's a tough question.
Only you?
That was the right answer.
I will find Bauer, sir.
You let me know the moment you do.
Yes, Mr. President.
Bauer, right?
Audrey Rain.
I like that Miles, Steven, in real life, he took it upon himself to start calling me O'Brien. I like that.
You guys started off on the wrong foot, which was good.
Yeah. And then one episode he ad-libbed, damn, she's good. Oh, that O'Brien. It's really good.
There's a way we can use her to find Bauer.
What's happening now? Did you write this part?
I did. This was just what are we going to do with Wayne Palmer? We can't keep dragging him around in the middle of the action, so let's put him in safekeeping with Bill Buchanan, who we also asked, what are we going to do with him?
This country has a warrant for my arrest.
What for?
Killing David Palmer.
So it was kind of tricky, a little bit of a do-si-do as CTU starts moving outside of CTU.
Mm-hmm.
And have you left CTU yet? Are you AWOL? No.
Not yet.
So this, one by one, first Buchanan, then you, we called it a shadow CTU, was set up in Buchanan's house.
How did Buchanan get kicked out again? I forgot.
He got kicked out by...
Karen Hayes.
Why, though?
Can't remember. Because he effed up.
Yeah. I don't remember anymore.
I can't remember. Homeland comes in,
moves him out. Oh, because what's her name? Doesn't Audrey sell him out?
Oh, yeah.
That's why. Now here, this is my favorite white coat, and it only makes sense after you see what happens.
Ugh.
First of all, she looks great in it, but
she
second of all,
she looks super fine.
Side of the emergency runway at hangar 112.
Look around for the hangar, Audrey. 49, hangar 49.
This felt like it could be a scene out of Airplane. Like. The music, you know, it's big.
More smoke. Machine. Why isn't there a smoke machine on hand at all times? I don't get it.
I don't know.
There's planes and explosions. What about just a smoke machine?
This was obviously the introduction of Audrey's father, who...
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Jack used to work for him.
Come on down.
I do particularly like the music here. And Bill Devane... exquisitely underplayed this entire sequence.
Dad!
Hi, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, I don't know what it is I'm doing, so don't thank me yet.
These men in your security detail, do you trust them?
With my life.
Dad, I need to be sure that they are loyal to you.
What's going on?
It's always a trick, obviously, to restate the same exposition you've stated.
I was just thinking about that when it gets to the point in the writing where you just kind of just have to do things.
Yeah, and then you have to say who knows what and who's going to react how, and it gets a little repetitive, I'm sure, to write it. I'm sure it is to play it, and hopefully it isn't to watch it.
Mr. Secretary.
What the hell are you doing here? He's a fugitive.
But it's interesting because things and dynamics do change with that once people are let in on the circle, and if that makes any sense.
Not really. What do you mean? Once you get out of the way, then you can...
Once you get out of the way, and then once somebody knows something, the dynamic changes in the whole show.
Right.
I mean, basically everyone is now, from Buchanan, then you, then ultimately Karen, are on the side of good, you know, going to Jack's side. Right now it's just Jack and Audrey operating outside the system, and then unfortunately pinning their hopes on the wrong guy. And it was very hard to articulate what James Heller's reaction was going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
There's one option, which is to turn this guy in. The other option is just to destroy the evidence, and he's going to do the third way, is make this guy step down.
I never authorized you to kill David Palmer.
Palmer was nosing around.
President Logan?
And a man named Christopher Henderson.
He found out about your involvement. For God's sake, sir, he called your wife.
I can handle my wife. Right now, my concern is keeping this operation from collapsing like a house of cards.
Protected, sir. Every thread ends with Cummings. He thinks he's running this.
Yeah, it's good. The underplayed thing. Because in his mind, he's got to be going, what? You wouldn't really
I
do that.
I was surprised, and actually, I didn't appreciate his performance as much as I have since. I did think he kind of underplayed
it. Well, there's the what?
There's a little what.
En route to Moscow. That way he could expose the terrorists and use them as an excuse to invoke the military terms of the agreement that he made earlier with Suvorov.
Heavy breath. Because most people in real life wouldn't do that. They wouldn't go, what? And pace back and forth and hold their head.
How do you know that recording hasn't been fabricated?
I trust the source. Mr. Secretary, I promise you.
They might swear, which you can't do.
You know, we should do it the HBO version.
Turns away.
I watched Charles Logan rise on the tide of his own ambition. I was terrified when he took the oath.
Sir, I'm very sorry that I had to involve you, but I needed someone who had access to hand-deliver this to the Attorney General.
So you contacted me?
You're the only one I could trust.
All right, then.
Thank you, sir.
So as far as they're concerned, everything's going to be okay.
With your father, he's going to need someone to cooperate the evidence to the attorney
general. They're going
to
be okay.
They're going to be in love.
They're going to be in love. They're going to get a house in Virginia. Maybe have a kid, get a dog.
Some full-grown trees in the back.
There they go. Now, this was a scene that actually they improvised on the spot. Kiefer and... Ooh, that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I got a call one night.
That punching thing was improvised?
That punch was not, yeah, was not in there.
I'm so mad. And I got to start improvising more.
You do. But I was surprised. It was Kiefer's idea. And I was surprised that he felt cool getting punched in the throat.
The president, you'll be destroying the presidency. The collateral damage of the truth will cripple this nation.
How did they improvise it?
Well, I mean, it wasn't...
Because he was like, I wouldn't just readily accept what's happening.
I mean, this also has a little bit of a cinematic historical precedent in the Marathon Man. The last time Bill Devane did that, remember that with Dustin Hoffman? He comes and rescues Dustin Hoffman, who's being held by the bad guys, and escapes with him in the car and says, get down. And he ducks down and he drives him around, and it turns out he's actually in cahoots with Laurence Olivier, with the bad guys. Anyway, obviously James Halder's making a terrible, terrible choice.
I can't remember Marathon Man.
Great movie.
I remember some overhead shots, people, steps.
In what?
Marathon Man.
Oh. There you are.
There I am.
Excuse me. Do you know what's going on in the Situation Room?
It's some sort of briefing.
No one told me.
It's a class 3.
Did she have her baby yet?
I don't know. Why don't they pan down to her pregnant belly? Hello. Look at that hair. So jealous. Why do I have to have such a helmet head of hair? So baby fine.
At least you have hair.
You're right. See, that's what happens.
To help Audrey break her surveillance. Is that what it was about?
I've already said too much. Please don't ask me any more questions.
Come on, Sherry.
You owe me. I stuck my neck out for you with Miles.
Tell me what happened in there.
Miles found Audrey.
I mean, this is one of those plays that we did again and again. And what is it like to play that? In that it's this complicated, twisted sting, and you have to know whose point of view it is. And I don't even think this was ever particularly comprehensible, but clearly Chloe is being stung by Karen and Miles with Sherry's help. I mean, I'm amazed you guys get it. When we write it, it feels kind of twisted.
Well,
I mean, you get it. Is it clear enough, or do you have to like say, what the hell's going on here? And then untangle it.
It's a little confusing.
It is, isn't it?
I didn't like the next episode when I tell Sherry that...
Yeah, I know that wasn't... I heard that was not the best one.
That was the rough one for me. It's okay enough to have that interaction with her, but I don't know why I would ever tell her the information about Logan.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the idea was
okay,
that you had no
President
choice.
Logan. Like, why am I saying that to
her? Right.
That was the only time I ever felt like I was doing something to further a story.
You were. Because honestly, it's her not believing you and then reciting that to Karen that kind of gets
I had a real problem with that.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm the have messenger. More power than her. Why would I feel like I have to compromise my position to her?
Said they sent the tag team 10 minutes ago. Miles set me up, and you helped.
You're working against us, Chloe.
You have no idea what you've done.
Miles said
Miles is an idiot. If anyone should know that, it should be you. I can't believe you went along with them.
Please come with us, Miss O'Brien.
Where are we going?
Let's go.
Oh, man. Now even seeing this, I can't believe I told her that information. She's already not trustworthy. Oof.
Reigns and Bauer at the location.
You'll find out soon enough. I'll have the military authority follow up on it.
The military? Sir, I just dispatched my TAC team.
Call them back.
I don't understand.
I mean, when we tell these stories, it's so... The story turns on such a fine point here. Now, and she's playing it beautifully. I got to say, we are so lucky with some of the actors that we've had on the show. who can really communicate these very fine points.
Good.
Now the president wants oversight on the Bauer operation.
He's the president. He can do what he wants.
Yeah.
CTU thinks they found Bauer.
Where?
I wish his phone ring was when the Saints go marching in.
Jack, what if my father's right? What if he can get Logan to step down quietly? Maybe that is the best thing for this country.
These people broker chemical weapons to terrorists. They've killed an ex-president of the United States. Logan's not going to make a deal with your father, and even if he did, he wouldn't keep it. Anderson wouldn't let him. The only thing your father's doing right now is making himself a target. You want to help him? Help me get the recording back before he speaks to Logan.
This wasn't improvised. This was actually written. In an effort to try to figure out what's the one friggin' way Jack hasn't gotten out of handcuffs. Oh, yeah, he hasn't burned himself yet.
I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Mike.
Of course, make sure that Sprint is prominently featured.
Come in. Mike, that's only 6 hours from now. Okay, right. David Palmer's body.
Ray Wise was a great fake bad guy for a while.
President and I both want to be there when the coffin's put onto the plane.
That's a good idea.
Once again, you'll see sort of this convergence of people who are starting to smell a rat, both at CTU and the former Karen, and here with Mike Novick.
Pull them off the acquisition of Jack Bauer.
No. But what's the problem?
So did you know from the beginning that Karen Hayes was going to
become good?
Mm-hmm.
I sort of had a sense of it, but we never really know when. You really do it by feel. You don't know when exactly she's going to turn, when she's going to be enlisted.
That's what I think is cool about it, because you don't completely know, so it feels fresh that way.
Yeah, yeah. And nor do we really know Miles was going to be bad, necessarily. He just was kind of a dick.
It's the president's call. I can see it both ways.
This was actually a scene that I think Joel wrote to fill out some of the time. So, in hindsight, these are very valuable scenes that actually really build. This whole sequence was all not in the original script.
DOD operations.
Beth, it's Mike Novick. Put me through to General Warren, please.
Yes, sir.
And I really did bolster Novick's point of view. And I love this general. I thought he was kind of cool. This guy.
This is Warren.
Sir, I have Mike Novick on the line for you.
Go ahead, Beth.
You're connected.
What is it, Mike?
General, can you give me an update on your search for Jack Bauer?
What are you talking about?
The one the president ordered.
We never received such a call from the president.
Damn.
I see. I'm sorry to disturb you, General.
Yes, sir.
Novick, putting the pieces together.
I love this scene. This is maybe one of my favorite scenes of the year.
You should try to get some rest, Mr. President.
Yes, I know. I should try to get some rest.
I mean, Greg's just amazing, too, isn't he? Just...
Yeah.
What is it you want, Mike?
I just got off the phone with General Warren, who's running military operations here in Los Angeles.
Why would you be talking with him?
Karen Hayes over at Homeland raised a few good points I thought I'd follow up on.
What good points, Mike?
Well, she doesn't understand why she was taken out of the loop on this Jack Bauer situation.
You know, I really don't care what Karen Hayes understands. She should be doing her job and not bothering my advisors, asking questions that diminish my authority.
To me, he really kind of became, once we learned he was willfully complicit in this thing, he became such a more interesting character to me instead of just a weak, reactive character. And yet it feels very consistent with the character we met him as.
Military to pick up Jack Bauer, but I just spoke with General Warren and he's unaware of any such directive.
So how much did you know about
him?
His character? Yeah.
Well, I knew this much, that it was getting monotonous just to play a spineless guy.
But did it start out as just that?
It did start out last year as just that. He was just sort of a functionary to sort of to stand in counterpoint to David Palmer. But we knew, you know, we kind of flirted right at the beginning of the season with knowing this guy had to have to know more than he appears to know. And he's so desperately trying to keep himself from being cornered, which is great. What does a cornered animal do?
Special circumstances. Special circumstances. I want this completely off the radar, Mike. The Chinese government may still believe that Jack Bauer is dead. If they find out that he's alive, they're going to blame us. They're going to accuse us of fabricating the story of his death.
Wouldn't we be keeping the circle smaller if we let Karen handle this? Her people already know about Bauer. They're working under a secretive mandate.
You know what, Mike? I am tired of being second-guessed. I've been dealing with wall-to-wall crises for the last 18 hours, and I think I've done a pretty damn good job of leading the country.
Of course, Mr. President.
You came in here suggesting that I should get some rest. That's the one recommendation of yours that I intend to take.
I love this shot and this one coming up. And if you notice, it was shot through the giraffe's legs, kind of like a cage. Just saying.
Ooh, metaphorical.
Something that Greg did all year is really used his hands as this indicators or something there. A little.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's holding on.
He is.
He's trying to hold on. He's trying to hold the walls up, and they're falling down.
Exactly.
On
you
him.
Got it.
What about my hands? Oh,
there.
God,
see what
brilliant.
We do with your hands?
Oh, no. This is the old switcheroo.
Now, when you see this, what do you say? How the hell am I going to make this work?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I'm really glad it's your job to make it work.
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
But you do.
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell me?
Because I can't.
You think the rules don't apply to you because you're smarter than the rest?
I kind of love it because it gives me something to do. That's over the top, but then it's like, this is too over the top. It can't work.
It feels that way, doesn't it? And yet it just
Watch.
Does.
Here it comes. What? I just took the key card from his pocket? Really? Well, easy. Why wouldn't I?
Jack Bauer did not kill President Palmer.
He's a federal fugitive wanted for the murder of a former president, which means you're going to jail, O'Brien, for a long time.
Miles, I don't think you're as big of a jerk as you pretend to be.
I personally love that line.
Why do I say that to him?
Because I like the line. And it was actually part of a scene that was, I don't know.
Because we have a thing with each other.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a power thing.
Yeah.
And I want him to know, you know what?
Right.
But I
this
say
is the
that
part that
after I take the thing.
Well, this is, yeah, I agree. I agree. It was a little oddly placed. This is the part that I was a little strange to me, how you...
Yeah, this is effed up. Oh,
but
here
hey.
It comes. I thought it was the next episode,
oh, yeah.
But it's this. Oh, boy.
What are you doing, Chloe?
This is going to be hard to
okay,
watch.
Okay, I'm caught. I got to get out of there.
Okay.
I panic. Believable. She knows.
Now she's going to run to the phone. No, don't.
No.
You helped Audrey Raines break surveillance.
Yes, I did.
So what? Goodbye. Why not?
Well, she's going to then call the cops on
okay,
you. You've
okay,
got to convince her.
I need more time.
Yeah.
To get out of there. I got to intimidate her so she doesn't say anything. All right. I believe it.
He knows who did it. He may need my help to prove it, and I can't help him if I'm in custody. Then why don't you just tell Karen?
And I think
she's
maybe a chance
it, right.
if I...
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to respect you and tell you what's really going on, and maybe you'll
that's,
be cool.
That's exactly...
It works.
What are you talking about? The evidence Jack is trying to get implicates Logan in the assassination of Palmer.
See, I relate to people. I'm like, hey, Sherry, I know you gotta
be... And now,
be...
when the truth doesn't
it
work,
didn't work,
you gotta threaten
you're
her.
You're insane.
And she knows she's crazy.
...about Jack, which I am, I will recommend you for psychiatric evaluation. And you won't like that, trust me.
Goodbye. Oh no. Not the reflection from the wading pool. Lap pool. Is it a lap pool?
It's a...
I'd like to do some laps in there. I'd like to hit it. Or is it just a wading pool?
Wading. I think it's up to your ankles.
Can you make it into a lap pool?
Yeah, we can do it.
For next year? For me?
Have you been out of the set? Doesn't exist anymore.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
You guys, hold on.
Presidential Heath. My only problem with it was that I sort of had imagined that these guys hadn't kissed each other in a couple of years.
I hear that.
So I wanted this to be a bigger moment than it was, but
I agree. Not having anything to do with the writing of the show. I agree.
Yes, James.
Thanks for taking my call, Mr. President.
You said it was urgent.
I need to see you, sir.
See me about what?
I'd rather speak to you in person.
Fine, but I won't be back to Washington for a couple of days.
I'm in L.A., sir. I need to see you tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, sir.
What is this about?
I'll be there shortly and we can discuss it then.
I don't like your tone, James. In case you've forgotten, you're addressing the President of the United States.
I know who I'm addressing. And I think you know exactly what this is about.
Can you see his pierced ear?
I think after this, we asked Dee to cover it up.
For real?
Yeah.
I was kind of kidding. I was trying to give a little inside information. I don't know if I really noticed it or not.
I think it was in this episode.
What if the president just had two diamond earrings?
Well, have you seen what he really wears? He wears the red, white, and blue earrings.
Come to bed when you're done.
I will.
Dad.
Where are you?
We're leaving now.
How long will it take you to get there?
10 minutes.
We may not have that much time. James Heller is on his way here. He insisted on seeing me right away.
Jack got to him.
What if Bauer's giving him the recording?
Heller's not stupid enough to carry it with him. And without it, whatever he knows or whatever he thinks he knows won't matter.
You think Bauer still has it?
I'm sure of it.
I'll hold Heller off as long as I can.
But you phone me the second you have the evidence in hand.
Right.
See, we've never had a helicopter in the show before. So this is the first.
Oh, a helicopter. I didn't know you cared.
What is Secretary Heller doing here?
I don't know, ma'am.
But you have an idea.
Once again, the remains of the day relationship between the First Lady and Aaron Pierce.
If you know what it is, would you please tell me?
What does that mean?
Unrequited and impossible.
But requited means it already happened.
Does
or
it?
No? I don't know.
No.
It doesn't.
I don't think there's such a word as requited.
You need a dictionary. Unrequited means
he adores her from afar, but she kind of uses it, or does she really feel it? What do
right.
you think? What's your opinion?
Both.
Yeah.
Trust me. You know that.
Because right now
he
he's
wants
got something.
To be used, and he really feels it.
Right.
She wants to use it, and she really feels it.
Right.
It's a perfect relationship.
Because to me, similar to what you said before about your letting Sherry in on it, I found it even writing it, this was a moment that I felt needed to be earned a little more than it felt it was earned here.
Mm.
Why is he going to finally let her in?
Because otherwise you're imagining some backstory with them that you don't
really
know.
Yeah, and he doesn't really need to tell her right now.
I hope this was important.
I know what you did. I know what you're doing.
Of course, this was, to me, the scene I was looking forward to in the whole episode.
You are responsible for the murder of David Palmer.
That
That's outrageous.
I heard a recording. A conversation between you and a man named Christopher Henderson.
And this is where you hear for the fifth or sixth or seventh time in the season why everyone did what everyone did. But again, it changes the quality of it. That information changes depending on who's telling who the information. That's kind of what the point I was trying to make before.
I see. I got it.
And here you have these two very powerful men, these titans, explaining it. It's different when he has to explain it and then the next episode to Martha.
Which is kind of a cool thing within itself, to see how you explain yourself to different people.
Until you sit in my chair, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Your chair is not a throne, Charles.
That's one of my favorite lines. Your chair is not a throne, Charles. Get it?
See?
He's not a king. Just saying.
Sometimes it's a cage when you look through the legs of a giraffe.
We'll see how you judge me. When the cost of oil goes up over $100 a barrel and the people who put me in office can't afford...
Bittersweet when a throne becomes a pile of shit.
Yeah.
Or yet a pile of shit can become a throne. I'll talk to you about it later.
I just feel like tickling you now. Gotta do that.
What do you want?
I want you to drop the trumped up charges against Jack Bauer and leave my daughter alone.
Anything else?
Anything else? That's my favorite line.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm going to go back to the script. I don't believe it was... I believe the line was, what else? Which I think does make all the difference in the world.
Anything else besides whatever he said? Leave your daughter... Leave my daughter alone.
This will remain between us. Call in Vice President Gardner. I want to be here when you hand him your letter of resignation.
Do you watch the show when it's on?
Mm-hmm. I do.
But Kiefer doesn't, does he?
Kiefer's got a lot to do. He's busy.
Okay.
Damn.
This score.
Damn.
What'd you think of it?
Excuse me, I'm busy listening to the score. This is what the uproar was about. The score, right?
Yeah. It was a lot more secret. This is the only cue that Don...
I was like, yes,
Sean
I'm James in. Bond now. Finally. I've arrived. I could see how it might be too much.
It was a little bit, but it was fun. Half the people liked it.
I like it.
It's all my fault.
Joseph dressed this, once again, an exterior to tie into the interior.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was just something he placed at the last moment.
The horse. It's kind of a big thing to just put there at the last moment.
Oh, that's
Ain't
Joseph.
It?
Yeah, it is.
It's Hollywood. It's called Hollywood.
The magic.
What is it? A bronze?
Bronze relief thing.
Yes, finally, we're back. Here we go.
When you think about it, he really was kind of... He's been on ice the whole time.
On ice? Well, now he's about to get the heat.
What's it doing?
Jack and Audrey are just sitting, hanging out most of the episode.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, it would just... How do you stall until you need to reactivate them? You wait for the fourth act for Jack to see the hot pipe. It is that cool palm tree climb thing.
Hurts a little bit. Oh, yes.
Hurts so good.
I want to see blood and flesh drop off.
I can almost smell it, can't you? I love them when they're always
just sitting
cutters
right there
when you need them.
Jack.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Easy.
At this point, I think John Cassara said he was getting tired of shootouts. think we'd had 3 or 4 consecutive shootouts. So I think we promised him there wouldn't be one for a while.
I didn't think you were allowed to get sick of shootouts.
On 24?
Or helicopters. But what do you mean, per show? 3 shootouts?
Yeah, just getting a little monotonous.
What can you do to take the shootout to a new level?
I'll tell you next year.
Okay, stay tuned.
Mark, come in.
Don't move. Don't move. Slowly. Put the gun on the ground and kick it towards me. Do it! Put your hands where I can see them.
Is this a shootout?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sick of it. I like it.
Have you ever shot a gun?
No. Just on the show. A paintball gun. Have you?
Not a pistol. Not a handgun.
A rifle?
A rifle, yeah.
I had a landlord that stood on the porch of our building with a rifle when I lived in Detroit briefly.
Really?
Don't tell my mom. She'll be so worried, even though it was 15 years ago. He taught me how to make spaghetti, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
They've come for the recording. If you and I are going to get through this alive, we need to work together.
Give me my gun.
Come on.
You know, that
great.
That was pretty good. But now this was the tricky part coming up, and we actually wound up doing this over again. But how do you trade? Jack's got the recording.
Okay.
And as we learn in very short order, Henderson has got Audrey. So how do you switch without it being stupid or incredible? And so that's when the idea of a human time bomb.
Too much killing today already, so just throw out that recording.
Let her go, Christopher!
After I have the recording.
What's reshot? This whole thing?
Yeah. Kiefer and...
Why, what was it before?
Well, these guys were playing this out in the open, gun to gun, kind of. It just didn't really make sense. It needed the two of them staying
Audrey?
Behind cover. No, just being behind cover. Neither can have a clear shot at the other, really. But again, a particularly good 24 moment to me was Audrey getting what we're about to see and having 3 minutes having to choose Audrey for the evidence.
Believe that. I give you my word.
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you halfway.
What does that mean? Audrey? Damn it, Christopher!
Here she comes, Jack!
Just walk out slowly or I'll kill you.
So, when it was originally shot, they're out in the open and he's holding Audrey.
Yeah, exactly.
Much better this way.
Oh. Now, of course, the white coat comes into play.
Shit.
And, of course, Christopher's got surgical precision.
It's far enough in this way.
What have you done to her?
The left brachial artery.
That's
how smart he is.
Yeah. People are like an hourglass and she's only got 3 minutes.
She's 15 seconds closer to dying, Jack. Give me the recording.
Jack, don't do it.
She's running out of time.
Remember that skit from Saturday Night Live? It's before your time.
What, Julia Child?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember what much, but
it was
I remember
Dan
that
Aykroyd.
For some reason. Yep. Bleeding, 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 bleeding. From the thumb. My coat. I'm a beautiful
Forget
doll.
Forget the arm, I want my coat.
My innocence. Red on white. Here he goes again. What's Chloe doing?
I know.
All it needs is your signature, Mr. President.
Oh, no. James, we can find another. Watch what happens. The boner.
There must be something I can give you. Something that you want.
You're giving me exactly what I want.
This guy's got 9 lives.
You asked to see me, Mr. President?
Hi, Jim. Thought you'd be on a plane back to Washington. What are you doing here?
I'll let President Logan tell you. Mr. President.
Hal?
No way.
Yes,
right,
way.
Right at that second? Yeah. Check it out.
Yes.
I have the recording.
Damn.
Really?
I'll call you back after I've secured a vehicle.
Thank you.
Things are a little bit different now, everybody.
I'm asking Secretary Heller to tender his resignation. I wanted you
what?
As a witness.
What?
He came here to accuse me of being complicit in today's terrorist attacks. I don't know how he can make such an accusation without any evidence.
He orchestrated a conspiracy to let terrorists acquire stolen nerve gas.
That's insane, James.
He sanctioned the assassination of David Palmer. And I have the evidence.
Where? Show it to us.
Can't do it. Kenya.
It is a little conspicuous that the vice president stays as silent as he stays, but
yeah.
What can you do? What is he going to say?
He should have something to say. I didn't think about that until you said that.
He had always bugged me a little bit, but I really didn't know what he could say.
Well, yeah, because the whole thing is, like, outlandish to him when he walks in there.
Mm-hmm. I kind of thought this was a cool thing that Joel and the editors figured out in post.
What's a...
Well, you'll see there's really no... Just these...
Oh, it keeps coming?
Keeps coming.
Oh, this is the most boxes ever.
Yeah.
This one.
It was a, it was a boxy end.
Yes.
Is that it?
Good night.